College is taking many forms this fall as some students return to campus for remote classes and others log in from home. For first-year students, college during a pandemic, it's all they know. Reporter Kate McGee is following a few freshmen from the Chicago area during their first semester. It's part of a new project from WBEZ's education team called 2020 Lessons. She joins us now to share what she's hearing so far. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Mary.
Let's start with freshmen who've moved onto their campuses. What has their experience been like so far?
It's very exciting and very weird. You know, most of them are happy to be out of the house and they're getting some of that traditional college experience, sharing a bathroom with an entire floor for the first time, eating on the quad together. But this time they're doing it with masks on and social distancing. One student I'm following is a freshman at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Her name's Elizabeth LeBeau. She has one in-person class. The rest she's taking from her dorm room. And that in-person class is 15 people in a huge room. And here's what she said about that chance to interact in an actual classroom.
There's like little squares on the ground for each desk. We have to all be wearing masks. You can't really move your desk. I didn't know this would happen with like masks, but it's really hard to understand people. I like the fact that I get to walk across campus and be there, and I get to leave my dorm.
But then there was a spike in cases on campus, and she's forced to reduce in-person activities for 2 weeks. And that threat of getting sent home is kind of always looming over her experience so far.
Kate, you're also following a student from Chicago who went far away for school. What's that been like?
So his name is Ismael Beltran. He's at Colorado College in Colorado Springs. You know, he arrived on campus early this summer because the school had an orientation for first-generation college students. And he was having a great time. He met lots of friends. He was kind of through that program. He was living in a dorm, kind of doing things outside with masks on, social distancing. Then the local government forced all students in two dorms, including Ismael, to quarantine in their dorms for 2 weeks because of some positive cases. And now they're sending all the students home September 20th. The good news he got is that because he was in this bridge first-generation college program, he gets to stay. But he's nervous what it'll be like when everyone else is forced to leave and it's kind of a ghost town on campus.
Wow. And then not everyone is on their campus. What are you hearing from students who decided to attend class while they're staying home?
You know, the students that I'm following at home, they feel like they made the right decision. You know, they're happy to save the money in dorms and they're happy to be with their families during this time, but they don't really feel like they're in college. You know, the first year is so important for making new friends and trying new experiences. Julia Koznowski, she's a freshman at the University of Illinois at Chicago, but she's staying home in Hoffman Estates, and she's just generally mourning the lack of social interaction.
Getting to meet people that you normally wouldn't meet, like obviously if you've lived in Illinois, it's like you think of Illinois as the most boring state ever with cornfields plus Chicago. And it's kind of like, let me meet somebody new that's from like California. Let me see what their experience growing up has been like.
So how are students managing a new routine while they're still in their old room?
They're in this strange middle ground between old life responsibilities and this new life of college. Karen Rodriguez, she's another student I'm following from Chicago's Archer Heights neighborhood. She's attending the University of Southern California from home. And as a first-generation student, she says her parents don't always understand that she has these new responsibilities.
It's kind of like that battle between my parents, like, this is my personal time. You cannot enter. Like, I'm sorry, I do respect you, but I just cannot. I'm in class.
Overall, all the students are feeling a bit uncertain about what's going to come next. Will they be able to stay on campus? And for those at home, you know, they worry what they're missing out on, getting involved, making friends, and just generally learning to be on their own.
Kate McGee covers higher education for WBEZ. This is 91.5 FM, WBEZ.